The Heart of Harmony Community Center, A Journey to Sustained Organizational Excellence. 1. Introduction, From Project Realization to Enduring Value Creation. The successful culmination of the Heart of Harmony Community Center's construction phase, a monumental achievement envisioned by Ms. Fatima Ben Salem and expertly orchestrated by Mr. Kareem Mansour, marked a pivotal transition. The center, now a vibrant nexus for community engagement, shifted its focus from the finite objectives of project delivery to the perpetual pursuit of operational excellence. This transition, from a blueprint realized to a dynamic, living organization, presented a new cadre of managerial challenges, underscoring that the true measure of success lay in the sustained delivery of value and the cultivation of an adaptable, high-quality service environment. This case study, serving as a continuation of the Heart of Harmony's foundational narrative, rigorously examines the strategic implementation of a comprehensive organizational excellence framework. It explores how a structured and methodical approach to management principles, encompassing leadership, strategic planning, operational tools, and stakeholder engagement, facilitated the center's sustained success and fortified its position as a cornerstone of community harmony. This narrative aims to provide a robust academic foundation for live training sessions on the principles of the Certified Manager of Quality/Organizational Excellence, CMQ/OE. 2. The Operational Imperative, Navigating Post-Construction Complexities and Ensuring Quality. Upon its grand opening, the Heart of Harmony Community Center confronted a new operational landscape characterized by multifaceted demands. Service diversification, the provision of an extensive array of programs, ranging from early childhood development initiatives and senior wellness workshops to local cultural exhibitions and large-scale community events, necessitated intricate logistical and qualitative management. Each program demanded consistent quality and effective delivery. Stakeholder ecosystem. The center's mission mandated continuous engagement with a broad spectrum of stakeholders, including community beneficiaries, a growing volunteer workforce, professional staff, philanthropic donors, local governmental bodies, and various external service providers. Managing their diverse expectations and ensuring sustained engagement became a critical function, directly impacting the perception and actual delivery of quality. Resource optimization, efficient stewardship of all organizational assets, physical space, consumables, e.g., art supplies, catering provisions, and human capital, both salaried staff and a rapidly expanding volunteer cohort, was paramount for operational efficiency, cost control, and consistent service quality. Waste reduction and value maximization became key concerns. Fiscal prudence. Achieving long-term financial viability required a delicate balance between managing recurring operational expenditures, securing consistent funding streams, and establishing sustainable program fees. This directly impacted the ability to invest in quality initiatives. Reputational stewardship, sustaining and enhancing the center's public image as a trusted, high-quality institution dedicated to community enrichment was a continuous, proactive endeavor. Any dip in service quality or operational efficiency could severely impact its standing. Recognizing that the project management framework, while successful for construction, was insufficient for ongoing operational governance, Mr. Mansour, now the executive director, initiated the integration of a holistic excellence framework into the center's daily operational DNA. This systemic approach was deemed essential for maintaining the initial quality achieved and fostering continuous improvement, thereby securing the center's enduring value. 3. The Excellence Framework in Action, A Domain-by-Domain Narrative and Application. Mr. Mansour and his senior leadership team at the Heart of Harmony meticulously adopted a comprehensive excellence program, leveraging its 7 distinct domains of knowledge to strategically address their evolving operational challenges. 3.1, Domain 1, Leadership. The initial challenge was to transition from a project-centric team structure to a sustainable organizational design, simultaneously instilling a pervasive culture of excellence and providing unwavering strategic guidance. Mr. Mansoor, demonstrating exemplary leadership, initiated this transformation. Organizational structures. Transitioning from the temporary project team, Mr. Mansoor instituted a functional team hybrid structure. This involved establishing core departments such as programs and outreach, facility management, and administration and fundraising. Critically, within programs and outreach, he empowered the creation of self-managed teams for distinct initiatives, youth, senior, and arts programs. This decentralized program execution, aligning with the principles of complexity management, diverse program types, and controlled formalization, standard safety protocols, but flexibility in content design. The balance between centralized strategic direction and decentralized operational autonomy fostered efficiency and responsiveness. Guiding principles. Mr. Mansoor's leadership style leaned towards transformational leadership, consistently articulating the center's mission to inspire both staff and volunteers. He employed negotiation techniques and discussions with potential partner organizations to secure collaborative program ventures and applied critical thinking to adapt services based on emergent community feedback, preventing stagnation. This deliberate cultivation of an inclusive culture fostered shared ownership for continuous quality, extending beyond the original project scope. Teams and team processes. To ensure cross-functional alignment and continuous improvement, regular program enhancement circles were inaugurated. These forums facilitated communication and collective problem-solving, such as addressing consistent cleanliness standards across all communal spaces. Mr. Mansoor assiduously monitored team dynamics, striving to sustain a performing stage by celebrating milestones, like exceeding volunteer recruitment targets and actively mediating any emergent conflicts. Ethical conduct, a cornerstone of the center's operational integrity, all staff and key volunteers underwent rigorous training on a professional code of conduct. This training rigorously emphasized the imperatives of integrity in managing donor funds, ensuring the privacy of community member data, and upholding objectivity in all program evaluation processes. 3.2, Domain 2, Strategic Plan Development and Deployment. The strategic imperative extended beyond the initial project objectives. The center required a robust framework for long-term planning, encompassing sustained community impact, organizational growth, and financial sustainability. Strategic models. The leadership team embarked on developing a comprehensive 5-year strategic plan for the Heart of Harmony. This process refined their mission from merely establishing a center to fostering lasting social cohesion and personal growth through dynamic programming. Their vision articulated an aspiration to be a vibrant, inclusive cornerstone of community life. Annually, they conducted a rigorous SWOT analysis to systematically identify internal strengths, weaknesses, and external opportunities, e.g., new grant funding, strategic partnerships, and threats, e.g., declining volunteer engagement. Emergence of competing community spaces. This analysis informed resource allocation and risk mitigation strategies. Plan deployment. The overarching 5-year strategic plan was meticulously disaggregated into annual tactical plans, each delineated by SMART objectives, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound. For example, a key objective for the youth program was set as increase youth program participation by 20% within the next 12 months. Resources, encompassing staff hours and budgetary allocations, were continuously evaluated and strategically deployed to directly support these initiatives. Regular, mandatory all-hands meetings were instituted to ensure every staff member possessed a clear understanding of their role in actualizing the center's strategic quality goals, fostering collective ownership and alignment. 3.3, Domain 3, Management Elements and Methods. Effective daily operations, optimized resource allocation, transparent internal communication, and vigilant day-to-day quality control formed the bedrock of the center's sustained functionality. Management skills. Mr. Mansour systematically delegated managerial responsibilities for facility maintenance and program scheduling to newly appointed managers. These individuals, in turn, diligently applied principles of effective delegation to empower their respective teams, fostering autonomy and accountability. Mr. Amine Cherif, the finance manager, applied his understanding of financial tools, e.g., income statements, balance sheets, ROI, to strategically optimize utility costs, manage program-specific expenditures with enhanced efficiency, and communicate financial performance effectively to the board. Communication skills. To ensure transparent and timely information dissemination, regular staff meetings, dedicated volunteer newsletters, and a centralized internal communication platform were established. For external community engagement, active listening was paramount during feedback sessions, meticulously ensuring that the voice of the community was not merely heard, but systematically addressed and integrated into service improvements. Challenges of communicating with a diverse, multilingual community were addressed through tailored communication methods. Initiative management. Beyond the grand project, numerous smaller, recurring initiatives emerged. The launch of a new senior citizen technology literacy program, for instance, was approached as a discrete mini-project, complete with a designated lead, a clearly defined scope, and a precise timeline. The team judiciously employed simplified Gantt charts and work breakdown structures, WBS, for systematic program rollouts, ensuring structured execution and accountability. Management systems, a formal Heart of Harmony service manual, was developed. This comprehensive document meticulously outlined standardized procedures for facility cleanliness, meticulous program material preparation, and systematic incident reporting. This robust management system was subjected to regular internal audits by cross-functional teams, ensuring unwavering consistency and adherence to established quality standards across all operational facets. This helped evaluate the effectiveness of the system. Operational philosophies. The center subtly integrated philosophies akin to total quality management, TQM, profoundly emphasizing that the pursuit of excellence was a collective responsibility. This ethos permeated every level, from the receptionist ensuring a welcoming environment to the art instructor delivering engaging and high-quality classes. They consciously drew inspiration from principles of continuous improvement, e.g., Deming's 14 points, relentlessly seeking innovative methods to enhance services and elevate the overall community experience. 3.4, Domain 4, Operational Improvement Tools. The center faced the continuous challenge of systematically identifying, analyzing, and resolving operational inefficiencies and service quality deviations to enhance its offerings. Problem-solving tools. When a noticeable increase in complaints regarding a specific program occurred, the team would first deploy a Pareto chart to identify the most frequent types of grievances. Subsequently, a Kaizen effect, fishbone, diagram was utilized by the program team to systematically brainstorm and identify underlying root causes, e.g., inadequate instructor training, suboptimal material quality, or unsuitable room setup. Moreover, PDCA, Plan Do Check Act, cycles were routinely implemented for smaller, iterative improvements, such as refining the volunteer onboarding process to mitigate initial confusion and enhance engagement. Tools like Failure Mode and Effects Analysis, FMEA, were considered for high-risk processes, such as managing electrical systems. Process management, lean tools were strategically applied to identify and eliminate waste within the center's operations. For instance, a value stream mapping exercise revealed unnecessary steps in the program registration process, leading to a streamlined, more efficient flow that significantly reduced waiting times. The 5S methodology, sort, set in order, shine, standardize, sustain, was rigorously adopted to organize storage areas for program supplies, which not only improved efficiency, but also reduced search time and minimized material waste. The theory of constraints, TOC, was considered to identify and address bottlenecks in high-demand areas, like shared art studios. Measurement and analytics. The center proactively began tracking the cost of service quality, COQ. This involved diligently recording costs associated with prevention, e.g., pre-event checklists, proactive maintenance, staff training, appraisal, e.g., post-program surveys, facility inspections, internal audits, and internal/external failures, e.g., rescheduling due to poor planning, direct community complaints, negative publicity. This systematic approach to costing quality enabled the leadership to prioritize improvement efforts based on tangible financial impacts and demonstrate ROI for quality initiatives. 3.5, Domain 5, Community-Focused Operations. Maintaining and enhancing the center's relevance and impact necessitated a relentless focus on understanding and exceeding the expectations of its diverse community members and program participants. Community identification and segmentation. The center actively engaged in community identification and segmentation, categorizing its beneficiaries into distinct groups, e.g., parents of young children, active seniors, aspiring local artists, local businesses, based on their needs and engagement patterns. This strategic segmentation allowed for the development and tailoring of program offerings to specifically meet the unique needs and preferences of each demographic. Rigorous focus groups, comprehensive surveys, and individual interviews were conducted to gain profound qualitative and quantitative insights into these unique community requirements. Relationship management, CRM, a streamlined system, initially a meticulously maintained spreadsheet, functioned as a nascent CRM system to systematically track participant feedback, program preferences, and engagement history. The program team employed a methodology akin to quality function deployment, QFD. This allowed them to rigorously translate the voice of the community, e.g., persistent requests for more evening classes or specialized workshops, into concrete program designs and necessary facility adjustments. A core operational principle was to prioritize responsiveness to inquiries and proactively solicit feedback, ensuring the community felt heard and valued, fostering loyalty and sustained participation. The financial impact of retaining satisfied customers was also calculated to demonstrate the value of loyalty. 3.6, Domain 6, Partner Network Management. Ensuring that all external inputs, ranging from essential cleaning supplies to highly specialized instructors and comprehensive event catering, consistently met stringent quality standards and were delivered with optimal efficiency became a paramount operational challenge. Partner selection and approval for new services such as specialized catering or expert workshop instructors, the center developed clear, multifaceted criteria for partner selection. These criteria extended beyond mere cost, encompassing service quality history, demonstrable reliability, adherence to safety standards, and alignment with the center's values. This rigorous approach ensured the selection of partners who could consistently contribute to the center's high standards. Suppliers were also classified based on their criticality. Partner risk management. The center began to formally assess and manage supplier risk. For instance, identifying single-source suppliers for critical materials, e.g., unique art supplies, as a high risk and developing contingency plans. Evaluating the financial stability and operational capacity of key partners mitigated potential disruptions to services. Partner communications to mitigate misunderstandings and build robust, collaborative relationships, clear contracts, and formalized communication channels were established with all critical partners, e.g., a local art supply store for bulk orders, a specialized facility maintenance firm. This proactive communication strategy, including regularly scheduled meetings and clear reporting procedures, aimed to prevent operational disruptions and ensure seamless integration of external services. Explicit expectations for product and delivery requirements were always confirmed. Partner performance, regular and systematic evaluations were conducted for all key vendors. For example, the cleaning services performance was diligently monitored against a detailed cleanliness checklist, while catering services were assessed on food quality, presentation, and punctuality. Any identified deviations or issues were communicated constructively to facilitate partner improvement, fostering a collaborative rather than adversarial relationship. Metrics like defect rates, timeliness, and responsiveness were tracked. Partner certification, partnerships, and alliances. The center explored formalizing relationships, moving beyond transactional dealings. For example, pursuing a certified local supplier program for certain goods, or establishing strategic alliances with educational institutions to provide specialized instructors at reduced costs in exchange for community exposure. This helped ensure consistently high-quality inputs. Logistics and material acceptance. The meticulous management of the timely delivery of all program materials, e.g., specialized art supplies for a workshop, new book acquisitions for the library, refreshments for an event, was critical. This involved defining incoming material inspection processes, e.g., checking art supplies for damage, and implementing concepts like ship to stock for non-critical, pre-qualified items to ensure programs ran smoothly without interruptions, directly impacting the quality of the community experience. 3.7, Domain 7, Capacity Building and Professional Development. The long-term success and adaptability of the Heart of Harmony critically depended on continuously enhancing the capabilities of its dedicated staff and invaluable volunteer force to maintain high service quality and respond effectively to evolving program needs. Capacity Needs Analysis. Ms. Sarah Trabelsi, the HR/Volunteer Coordinator, initiated annual capacity needs analyses. This involved a multi-pronged approach, surveying staff and volunteers to identify skill gaps, reviewing performance metrics for areas requiring enhancement, and assessing new program requirements, e.g., the introduction of a new digital literacy program immediately highlighted a need for volunteer training in basic computer skills and online safety protocols. Regulatory guidances were also reviewed for mandatory training requirements. Capacity building plans and delivery. Based on the insights from the needs analysis, targeted training plans were meticulously developed. These plans encompassed a spectrum of development initiatives, mandatory safety training for all staff, specialized instruction for program leads, e.g., advanced youth engagement techniques, and comprehensive onboarding programs for new volunteers. A blended learning approach, combining online modules, workbooks, simulations, and hands-on workshops, was strategically utilized to maximize learning effectiveness and accommodate diverse learning styles. Mentoring and coaching relationships were also fostered to support ongoing development. Effectiveness and evaluation. To ensure that investments in capacity building yielded tangible results, rigorous post-training assessments and follow-up surveys were systematically employed to evaluate the effectiveness of all programs. For instance, following first aid training, incident reports were monitored for any discernible reduction in preventable injuries, thereby providing empirical evidence of the development's real-world impact. Evaluation also included end-of-course test results, observed changes in on-the-job behavior, and overall departmental or area performance improvements. This systematic evaluation ensured that capacity-building initiatives directly translated into improved service quality, enhanced staff confidence, and overall operational safety, reinforcing a culture of continuous learning and growth. 4. Conclusion: a legacy of excellence forged by continuous improvement. The heart of Harmony Community Center's journey, from its successful project completion to its current status as a beacon of sustained operational excellence, stands as a compelling testament to the invaluable application of a comprehensive organizational excellence framework. By systematically internalizing and applying the principles derived from these 7 managerial domains, Mr. Kareem Mansour and his dedicated team have transcended the singular achievement of building a structure. They are now actively nurturing a thriving, high-quality community asset. This holistic and integrated approach to organizational excellence has enabled the heart of Harmony to maintain strategic alignment with its evolving mission and dynamic community needs, ensure efficient and effective daily operations that deliver consistent value, continuously improve service quality through data-driven insights and proactive problem-solving, deeply engage with its community and cultivate robust external partnerships, foster a skilled, adaptable, and highly capable workforce committed to collective success. Ultimately, this structured commitment to excellence is the enduring blueprint for the heart of Harmony's lasting legacy, ensuring it remains a vibrant, indispensable, and continuously improving resource for generations to come. Start your learning journey. Click here.